it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it went viral when South Carolina gubernatorial candidate Nancy Mace left a meeting with Epstein victims, visibly shaken and crying. Later said she had a panic attack listening to their stories. She got roasted online for this, but also consoled as well. She says she is a sexual abuse victim. In fact, the state of South Carolina SLED is currently still has an open investigation into those, she claims, her ex-fiancé and some business associates, friends and partners, whatever, abused her. We have no idea of the truth of any of that. All we can tell you is what is fact and that the case is still open, has been for about 2 years. What the status of that investigation is, we do not know because they have not said. Whatever the case, she left the Epstein victims hearing in tears. Well, she just put a video out about it. She says that she has, and if any of you have this text to me, because this is a new one by me, she has clethrophobia, and that's why she left the session early, visibly upset. You could tell she'd been crying. She said, I was okay until the third victim spoke, and it really hit close to home. Everybody assumed that's what she was talking about. That's why she was upset. And now she's put out a video. It's 5 minutes. So I'm not going to play the whole thing. But it features a kind of a cinematic background music and revelation. She suffers from clethrophobia, a specific phobia characterized by an intense and irrational fear of being trapped or confined. She talked about her fear coming to the Capitol, and when she got into a elevator in the building, the Capitol, she'd ask herself, am I safe? When she said that, this is a person reacting online, I thought, God, you know, that's her story. That's my story. I have a fear of being in elevators with people I don't know. Anyway, Mace went on to call her fear of being in elevators with strangers a quirky thing that similarly happens to her at the Capitol, where she regularly has to use lifts coming and going from votes. Okay. So it's the clethrophobia. Yeah. All right. Folks, I got to tell you what, this governor's race is going to be lit. Absolutely lit. That's all I'm going to say about this. Okay, moving on. Folks, Brian Stelter outraged, and it's a good thing. You know what Stelter said? Everybody's missing the point of this. Brian Stelter on CNN outraged that the right wing, that MAGA supporters were able to take a case, elevate it to the national level as proof that the Democrats' crime narrative is fake, which it is. Most of their crime stats are fake, too, since most major blue cities in the last few years have simply stopped reporting some, if not all, crime stats to the FBI. That's why the crime numbers are going down. It's because the stats are incomplete. But Stelter is outraged. What specifically is he outraged about? He's outraged that we have free speech and that we have bigger audiences than he does. You take just, again, accounts on X, libs of TikTok, end wokeness, DC Drano alone are far larger, have bigger followings, and are more powerful than CNN. So this right here, Brian Stelter, he is mourning the death of the mainstream media and their lies, their narrative. Why? Because we can do this now. We can take a case and elevate it the way they did with George Floyd. A lot of the reporting on that was fake. The way they did with Michael Brown, don't shoot, hands up, totally fake. That never happened. Brown was shot after he broke into the officer's car and tried to murder him with his own gun. We find that out later when the officer was cleared, but nobody knows because it was fake. But our narratives, they're real. They come with videotape. And he's mad about this, that we were able to do successfully what the mainstream media used to be able to do. And he's equally angry that they blacked it out and couldn't stop it.
Most murders in the U.S. never become national news. This one's garnered attention for a couple of reasons. Number one, first and foremost, the recent release of that gruesome video. Second, the energy from pro-Trump activists. They picked up on this video from local news and ran with it. It's a little bit like the times when civil rights groups have raised attention about police-involved shootings. In this case, it is Trump-aligned influencers who are posting up a storm about this case on social media. Really, over the weekend, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump line figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. And it's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration.
You mean like you guys did starting with Trayvon Martin? Total lie, by the way. Just an innocent black kid going to get Skittles when he was attacked for being black. Remember, we would not find out to the trial that when he shot Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, where was George Zimmerman? Anybody know? On his back, on the concrete, with Martin on top of him, slamming his head repeatedly into the concrete. That's why he finally fired. It's a wonder he didn't shoot him before. I would have. His head had already been slammed multiple times when he shot Trayvon Martin. We wouldn't know that because those details were withheld by the left-wing media and the prosecutor, who, by the way, was ultimately Pam Bondi, ironically. But it kicked off 2 years of racial hatred. And the result of that is magistrates and judges like those in Charlotte who see a black man before them and say, I have to set him free. He must be a victim. I saw it on CNN. Yeah, it was a lie. Well, but Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot. Didn't happen. He and his friend broke into the officer's car, tried to kill him. Actually got a shot off. The officer refused to die. That was his only crime. He was absolutely justified in killing Michael Brown. There was never any hands up, don't shoot. Didn't happen. Total lie. By the way, the guy who attempted to execute the officer with Michael Brown, Dorian Johnson, remember him? The one who made up the hands up, don't shoot? Flat out made it up. He's dead. And died overnight. In Ferguson, ironically. 11 years after the officer shooting of Michael Brown, totally justified, as ruled by the Obama administration. He was a victim of a shooting around 8:30 a.m. Sunday at the block of apartments less than a mile from where Brown died. Of course he was. He's a thug. Johnson's account of Brown's 2014 killing helped inspire the iconic Hands Up, Don't Shoot protest. CNN doesn't point out that none of that happened because it's fake. He was shot. Domestic incident involving a claim of self-defense against Dorian Johnson. Self-defense, like that officer used, just trying to survive. And the mainstream media, including lying Brian Stelter, tried to turn the whole thing into a racial incident in order to help Obama get reelected. And it worked.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.